我们感谢神，当我们看到以赛亚的幕后的一大段。
We thank God when we see the latter part of the book of Isaiah.
我们没有办法不向我们的神俯下来说。
We cannot help but to bow down before our God and say,
我们的主，你做了何等奇妙的事。
That our Lord, you have performed such wonderful work.
远超过我们所能想象的。
It's far beyond what we can expect.
因为我们越看进去，我们所看到的不单是神恩惠的那个丰富。
The more we read into it, not only do we see the abundance of our God's grace,
而并且也看见神所安排的一切的细微。
But we also see all the details of God's arrangement.
我说的细微，不是那个一些项目的细微。
And when I mention the details, it's not just in the things, the items.
而是神的心意的细微。
But it's the details.Of God's heart.
我们能想到的，他在那里给我们看见。
What we could think of, he would let us see.
我们没想到的，他也让我们留意到，他给我们做了安排。
Even though about the things that we could not see, he has already made arrangement for us.
那我们看到神手里的一切的工作啊，我们只能向主俯伏说，我们的主。奇妙。
So that when we see the work of our Lord's hands, we can only bow down and say that our Lord is wonderful.
那自从我们看过五十三章以后，
So since we have read chapter 53,
我们看到神的那个救赎的安排来到最高点。
We can see the climax of God's arrangement in His salvation.
因为他在那里把他的儿子很明显的向我们来表达了。
Because he has expressed or show forth his son very clearly to us.
特别在他儿子在救赎的这一个事实上面所做成的。
Especially what his son has done in terms of salvation.
所以从五十三章以后，我们一直看下来，就看到神不住的在那里把他所要做成的一点一点的来向人宣告。
So since beginning from chapter 53, we can see how God is proclaiming bit by bit, point by point of what he is about to do.
但是我们同时也看见 在神宣告他要显明出来的那些荣耀的作为的同时。
But at the same time, when we see when God is proclaiming what his glorious deeds are,
他也指出人的愚昧，特别是他的百姓的愚昧。
He also points out the ignorance of the people, especially his people.
而虽然神是做了那样荣耀、丰富、完全的那一个预备。
Even though God has made his preparation, such glorious preparation, so
complete. 人在神的面前还是好像没有睡醒。
But men before God, it seems that they have not awakened from their sleep.
特别是神的百姓，好像模模糊糊的在那里混日子。
Especially God's people, they were still confused and they are just living their lives.
我们上一次看到五十六章的时候就说到，我们的主他宣告那一个救赎的恩典。
So last time when we were reading chapter 56, we can see how our Lord was proclaiming His salvation.
明明在那里指出，原来没有指望的人。成了有指望的人。
And very clearly, he pointed out those who were hopeless, now they have hope.
本来在神面前没有蒙纪念的人，也成了神所纪念的人。
And originally, those who were not remembered by God, now they are remembered by God.
更清楚的就是指出，神因着他儿子所做成的救赎，连外邦人也毫无保留的让神接纳了过来。
And also very clearly, God pointed out that because of the salvation accomplished by His Son,
并且神悦纳外邦人，悦纳到一个地步，如同他原先悦纳他拣选亚伯拉罕的后裔一样。
That He has accepted the Gentiles to a point that He will accept them like He accepted the descendants of Abraham.
让我们看见外邦人来到神的面前。神没有把他们 作为另外的一些人物来对待。
So that when the Gentiles come before God, God would not treat them as someone different.
而相反的，让我们看到外邦人也成为显明神的殿不能缺少的一个部分。
And then on the contrary, that the Gentiles have become someone that cannot be do away with when it mentions about God's temple.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
但上次末了我们也轻轻提了一下。
And last time at the end, we also pointed out lightly.
但神这样宣告他那个救赎的旨意的时候。
When God proclaims his will of salvation.
当外邦人都被神召聚回来，归到神的面前，与神的百姓成为一群的时候。
When the Gentiles are called together to become one with God's people.
神在那里轻轻地说了一些话。
That God said, mentioned about some words lightly.
说轻轻说了一些话，的确也是说的比较轻。
And when we say that God is mentioning those words lightly, they are pretty light.
因为神的救赎的恩典已经做成了。
Because the grace of God's salvation is accomplished.
所在那个神的救赎的恩典还显明在人中间的时候，神没有太重的一些个事情出现是人所能承担不起的。
So when the grace of salvation is still amongst men, God did not put anything too weighty among men that they couldn't understand.
但是人的愚昧在神的面前呢，神却没有给他们隐瞒。
But the ignorance of men's foolishness that God did not hide away from them.
神就给他们指出，特别是当时在我个人的领会来说，就是当神那个救恩在外邦当中很明显的给显明出来的时候。
And when God's salvation is very evidently manifested among the Gentiles.
相反的，神的百姓却陷在人的无知的里头，没有自觉。
But on the contrary, the people of God, they are still in the ignorance of men and they did not know about it.
我们就领会到约翰福音第一章里边所说的那句话。
Then we would realize or understand the words spoken in the Gospel of John chapter 1.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人却不接待他。
That he came to his own place, but his own people would not receive him.
我们是不太容易明白为什么他到自己的地方来，自己的人却不接待他。
And it's not easy for us to understand the reason why his people would not receive him when he comes to his own place.
但是我们读的以赛亚书的时候，我们就看到神在那时候就借着以赛亚宣告了这样的光景。
But in the book of Isaiah, the God has already proclaimed this condition through Isaiah.
所以在五十六章幕后的那一小段，我们就看到神点出神的百姓在神面前的蒙昧无知，跟不上神的定义。
So in the latter part of chapter 56, God has pointed out his people about the ignorance and how they could not keep up with God.
我们把五十六章最幕后的那几节，就是从第九节一直到十二节，这几节的话，跟四福音的事实来做一个比较，你就看得很清楚。
And if we compare the verses, the latter part of 56 from verse 9 to verse 12 to the four Gospels, then we will have a very clear understanding.
那如果我们不读以赛亚书，
And if we do not read the book of Isaiah,
我们只是读四福音，
And we only read the four Gospels,
我们只是看见那种很不合宜的光景。
And we could only see the inappropriateness.
但是当我们一读以赛亚书的时候，
But when we read the book of Isaiah,
我们很清楚地看见，
Then we can see very
clearly, 神老早就说出他们就会是这样。
That long time ago, God has already said about them how
they would be. 他们就会是这样忽略了神给人所安排所预备的那一个丰盛的救恩。
That they would neglect the abundant grace of salvation of God prepared for men.
那么因着人没有留意到神的那一个救赎的作为，
And because men have neglected the salvation of God,
所以人的心就不在神的 那个心意的里面，而留在神以外的事物的上头。
So the hearts of men would not remain in God's will, but would remain in something other than God.
所以我们今天晚上从57章开始的时候，我们就看到几句话，这几句话好像跟上文没有很大的连接。
So tonight when we begin with chapter 57, we'll see some words that seem like they do not have a close connection with the words before this.
从撒文也好像没有什么连接。
And also it seems disconnected with the text to follow.
但事实上我们真能体会到神借着以赛亚当时说这一番话的时候，我们就了解这几句话就是描述到这一个时期里头的人在神面前蒙昧糊涂无知到了一个什么样的程度。
But when we read these words, then we could see how they describe the foolishness, the ignorance, and the dimness of the people at that time.
那里说了几句什么话呢？
And what are these words that are said there?
如果不是碰到最近发生的事情，我也不会跟弟兄姊妹特别提这几句话。
And if it wasn't for the things that happened lately, I would not mention this to brothers and sisters.
因为最近发生的这事情，就好像，我们不提这几句话，好像又很亏欠主。
And because
当日借着以赛亚向我们说了那么清楚的话。
And because of what's happened recently, if we don't mention these words, I feel like we would have shortchanged God.
这些话，如果你从字句上面来看，很平凡。
And these words, if you only read the letter of the words, it would be very common.
没有什么特别之处。
They're not very special.
但是你留意，在人中间却常常出现这样的光景。
But if you pay attention, you see that among men, this condition happens very often.
这是对我，就是我们信主的人来说，我们也常常在这一件事上是很有疏忽的。
And even for us believers, we sometimes will neglect about this.
那神当年借着以赛亚在这里说了什么话呢？
So at that time, what did God say through Isaiah?
我们念一下，弟兄姊妹们，你就很清楚了。
And let's read about it, and Brent's history will become very clear.
第一节
，First one，
一人死亡，无人放在心上；虔诚人给收去，无人思念。这一人被收去，是免了将来的祸患。他们得享平安，素行正直的，个人在坟墓里安歇。
The righteous perish, and no one ponders it in his heart. Devout men are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death.
这几句话好像说出来跟没不说出来无关痛痒的。
And these words seem like they are not very important whether you mention about them or not.
因为事实所发生的事情，的确在人的心思里面是没有什么重量。
Because all these things seems like they don't have any weight in man's heart.
但是碰到特殊的情况的时候，
But when we come across some special circumstance,
人就会问，
then man would ask,
为什么是我？
Why me?
为什么是我们？
Why us?
为什么发生在我们这里？
Why did these things happen to us?
弟兄姊妹们，这个问题，这个问号问得真有意思。
And brothers, this question is very meaningful.
为什么发生在我们这里？
Why would it happen to us here?
那不在我们这里发生，要发生在哪里？
So if it doesn't happen to us here, where should it happen?
不在加州发生，那要发生在什么地方？
If it doesn't happen in California, where should it happen?
你说发生在纽约州。
You said that it can happen in New York.
那纽约州的人同样会发这个问题。
And then the people in the state of New York, they can ask the same question.
为什么要发生在我们纽约州，不发生在加州？
Why should it happen in the state of New York and not in the state of California?
加州那边那么糟糕。
And California is such a mess.
什么道德败落的事情，他们都是走在前头。
And they are leading the way of moral decline.
在他们那边发生那是最合宜，在我们这里不合宜。
And this is appropriate for things to happen over there and not where we are.
虽然人的话没有说的那么白啊。
Even though the words of men are not that plain.
但弟兄姊妹，你就留意为什么发生在我这里。
But brothers and sisters, you can take note of this when people say, why does it happen to us here, or why me?
你多问一句，如果不是你，那该应该是谁？
If you ask another question, say, if it's not for you, who should that be?
弟兄姊妹，但是神没有让我们去接触这个问题。
The brothers and sisters, God did not allow us to come across this question.
他在这里说了这几句话，是把我们升高起来，然后让我们在高处来看平常人发问题的那些原因。
And he mentioned about these words so that we can ascend to the high place and then to look at how people will ask these questions.
比方说，这是四川发生的问题。
And for example, about this matter in Sichuan lately.
我们从电视上看，从新闻报道的图片上面去看，你越看越觉得心里难受。
And when you watch the news and see the broadcast, and the more you watch, the harder you feel.
尤其是一些新闻报道，它把一些很特殊的事情作为那个报道的主题的时候，更把我们的情绪抓得紧紧。
And especially on the news, the broadcast, that they show some particular matters that would cause us to feel really bad within.
我们真都会有一个这样的反应。
And we'll all have this reaction.
太惨了。
It's really sad.
太可怜了。
It's really pitiful.
我们绝对承认那是很悲惨的事情。
We truly confess that those things are really sad.
但是神让我们来看这些事情的时候，要把我们提升一层，高一层来去留意。
But when God calls us to look at these things, He wants us to look at it from a higher ground.
我们绝对不是幸灾乐祸，因为祸患没有发生在我们身上，我们是隔万关河。
And we're not here to look at other people's misfortune with happiness that we're not.Thinking that it has nothing to do with us.
我们绝对不是这样的心。
And this is not our attitude.
但是我们不能不注意。
But we have to pay attention.
许多时候我们在眼见的事物的里面，我们所得到的一个结论，和神让我们要从那些事情里面去认识的那个结果，常常是不能
And we have to confess that many of times that conclusion we drawn from things that can be seen is very different from what God wants us to see.
我们看见一个小孩压死了。
And we see that a child is under some rocks and they
die. 或者我那你从新闻报道上面来看，哎呀，这个小孩全家人都给压死了，只剩下他一个。
Or you can see the news and that's only one child left when the rest of the family is killed.
这实在是很难叫人的情绪上能平伏的。
And it is very hard for us to remain calm.
但是这是不是坏事呢？
But is it something bad?
在我们眼见的那个光景来说，没有一个人会说这个是好事。
And from what we can see, what can be seen, no one of us would say that this is a good
thing. 我们都会说这是太坏的，太坏的光景。
And we say that this is truly a very bad condition.
但是神在这里说了几句话。
But here God said some words.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
他说一人死亡，没有人放在心上。
He said that the righteous perish and no one ponders it in his heart.
一个大人物死了，许多人都在那里，有许多的谈论。
If it's a great person,dies and a lot of people would comment on it.
但是一个艺人在那里离开世界了，大概没有多少人去会留意的。
But if a righteous person departs from the world, not many people would pay attention to it.
好像觉得，这个事情好像不是那么合宜的。
And it seems like we feel that it's not very appropriate for this to happen.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为一般人都说他是好人嘛，义人。
Because many people say this is a good man, a righteous man.
那接下来就是好人为什么要死？
And then what comes after is why do good men die?
该死的都是坏蛋才对。
Those who deserve to die should be the bad people.
但是你看到很多坏蛋不死，这是好人死。
But you see that many bad people they do not die, but the good ones die.
那么结果就引出一些人说，哎呀，真的是没有天理了。
As a result, many people would say that's no God.
那弟兄姊妹们，神在这里接连二连三说了一些个事情。
Here God repeatedly mentions about some matters.
他说。一人死亡，虽然也许人没有什么特别的反应。
He said that even though the righteous perish, and men do not have much reaction.
特别一些虔诚的人，他离开这个世上，大概人也没有什么特别的感觉。
And especially the devout men, when they leave the world, people don't have any special feelings.
不过多多少少总会有。
But they will,
一个想法就是，为什么是他？
But they might think that why would it happen to him?
为什么不让他多留一些日子？
Why is he not left in the world for a long time?
但神在这里提出一个问题。
But God raised a question here.
这些人早点离开。
That these people they leave a little earlier.
按人来看是好像很凄惨。
According to men, it seems very sad.
甚至有的时候是说，好像很不人道。
And sometimes they would say that it's very inhumane.
但是神说，
But God said,
这对他们是有好处。
And this is beneficial to them.
什么好处呢？ And what is 人都死了还有好处。
Well, what are the benefits because they have already died?
人都被石头压扁了还有好处。
That they die under the rocks, why is it beneficial to them?
但神是这样说，
But God said,
他们现在接受这一个结果，
that now they receive this end,
乃是让他们可以逃脱将来更厉害更大的患难，
so that they can escape that the hardship that is to come that is more even harder.
那么神在这里就让我们去看了一件事。
And God causes us to see one thing here.
让我们学习不要从外面来看到事物就下判断。
So that we would not draw a conclusion based on what we can see externally.
我们外面判断它是坏事，事实上它不一定是坏事。
And outwardly, when we judge something as bad, in reality, it may not be bad.
我们凭外面来判断这个是好事。
And if we judge something as good externally,
但神给我们留意到，那不见得一定是好事。
But God causes us to see that it may not be a good matter.
我想弟兄姊妹，如果我们读旧约圣经的话，你应该总会有一个印象。
And brothers, you will have this impression when you read the Old Testament.
那以色列国在罗伯安做王的时候，不是分裂成了？南北两个国家嘛。
During Rehoboam's reign, Israel isn't Israel divided into the south and the north?
南边的叫犹大，北边叫以色列。
And in the south is called Judah, and the north is called Israel.
那造成北边的那个国从犹大从跟犹大分出去的那一个领袖叫做耶罗波安。
And the ruler that'sDepart from Judah in the north is called Rehoboam.
那起初他是神借着先知告诉他说，因着耶罗伯安罗伯安那边有些不大合宜的事情。
And the prophets told him it's because Jeroboam that's something that's inappropriate in him.
所以神就暂时要让神的百姓分成。两个国家。
So for a short time, temporarily, God caused his people to be divided into two.
那耶罗伯安就是这样得国的。
So this is how Rehoboam gained his nation.
但是当耶罗伯安得了国以后，
But after he gained his nation,
他心里头就有很多的顾虑。
Then he had a lot of worries within him.
他担心以色列的人，他们每年要上耶路撒冷去过节。
He was worried that the people or his people would have to go to Jerusalem to observe the festival every year.
因为圣殿在那里。
Because the temple was there.
他就怕他的人民到了那边， 的心就归向犹大，不服他。
That he's afraid that his people would go there and their hearts would belong to Judah and would not belong to him.
所以他就造了两个金牛犊，在那里让北方的百姓说，你们从今以后不需要再去耶路撒冷。
So that he made two golden calves and told the people in the north, saying that you do not have to go to Jerusalem anymore.
你们就留在北方就可以啊。
You can just stay in the north.
你们要么就去伯特利。
You can go to Bethel.
要么就上当。
Or you can go to Dan.
两个地方耶和华神就在哪里。
And these two places is where Jehovah God is.
因为他明显说这两个金牛犊就是耶和华。
Because he put it very plainly that these two golden calves are Jehovah.
结果神给他的一个判断是怎么说呢？
So what is the comment on him from God?
说到北边的以色列在神面前出的最大的问题就是没有离开尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的那个罪。
And God said that the most serious problem about Israel in the north is that they have not departed from the sin of Rehoboam.
那什么事呢？
So what is this matter?
什么罪呢？
What kind of sin is this?
就是拜金牛犊。
Is to worship the golden calf.
所以耶罗波安在神的面前是非常的惹神的怒气。
So Rehoboam is one who incited God's wrath for
his
failure.
结果他的儿子病了。
And as a result, his son was sick.
医生也没有办法给他治好。
And the doctors cannot heal him.
他就打发他的妻子。
Then he sent his wife.
改装去问先知。
And she was in disguise and to ask of the prophet.
就是当年告诉他说神要你做以色列王的那个先知。
And it's the same prophet that, who told him that God would want him to be king.
你去问问看看神有没有一个恩典让我的儿子好起来。
And the prophet was asked to seek after God to see if his son can be healed.
结果呢？那个先知那个时候年纪老迈，眼睛都已经瞎了，看不见。
And the prophet at that time he was old and he was blind and could not see.
虽然他是改装了作为一个平常的妇人到了他那里。
Even though she was in disguise and pretended to be a common person to go to him.
他踏进这个先知的门口。
But as soon as she stepped into the prophet's home,
先知就在那里告诉他说了。
Then the prophet told her.
你回去吧。
You should return. You should go back.
你的儿子一定死了。
That your son would die for sure.
那果然事情就这样。
And as a result, the things happened accordingly.
但我们要注意了。
But what we need to pay attention to.
圣经上面就特别指出一个事实。
Is that the Bible especially mentioned about one fact?
他说耶罗波安的家只有这一个孩子。是可以平平安安的进到坟墓里。
That this child is the only one in Jeroboam's household who could enter into the grave peacefully.
那也就是说出耶罗波安的这个家族的灭亡，那一个结果比他孩子病死在床不晓得要严重多少多少多少倍。
Which is to say the destruction of Jeroboam's household is much, much more severe than this child who died in his bed.
那我们留意到以赛亚当时说出这样的话。
And we need to take note of the words spoken by Isaiah.
那是说出在当时神的百姓在属灵的光景上面是落到一个地步。根本不理会到神的心意是怎样的表明。
And it tells of how the people of God, the spiritual condition has descended to a point that they did not care what's in God's heart.
那他们不理会神的心意是怎样表明，那他们理会什么呢？
So if they don't pay attention to what's in God's heart, what do they pay
attention to? 上文一大段的话就说出，他们所理会的就是自己的欲望的满足。
And what mentions below this or after this is that how they want to satisfy their own lust.
他们所留意的就是怎么去能叫自己更多更多的 得着许许多多的好处。
And what they pay attention to is how they could gain more and more and more benefits, more gains for themselves.
而这些个好处呢，透过两种光景来出来。
And these gains are expressed in two ways.
而一个是他们非常普遍又非常热衷的去敬拜偶像。
And well, one is that very commonly and with zeal they worship idols.
这在以神眼中看来，那是一个属灵的淫乱。
And this is a spiritual adultery in God's eyes.
所以你看到底上神正的话在那里责备他们。
And you can see the words below how God rebuked them.
是责备他们那个属灵的淫乱是其中一个很重的点。
And it talks about the spiritual adultery they have is so severe.
然后另外一点呢？
And then the other point
是他们不依靠，不再寻求依靠神。
Is that they no longer seek after and rely on God.
而是把整个的国家或是说整个的犹大神的百姓的安全和那个平稳放在另外的一个强国的保护的底下。
That these people they place their own security, the safety or the peace in another country, in another great nation other than God.
而我们读历代志的时候，我们印象还有。
And when we read the Chronicles, we still have this impression.
我们看到幕后的那一段日子，犹大他不敢。不听巴比伦人的话。
We can see that during the later part of time that Judah would not dare not to listen to Babylon.
但是甘心服在巴比伦的那一个约束的底下。
But on the other hand, they are not willing to go under the limitation of restraint of Babylon.
所以他们就运用人的聪明了，弟兄姊妹应该还记得。
And brothers, you still remember they use man's intelligence.
他们就拉拢另外的一个强国来做他们的。盟友。
And they try to seek another strong nation to become the ally.
当时最突出的就是埃及了。
And at that time what stands out is Egypt.
他就把自己放在两个强国的当中，我左右逢源。
And it places itself between these two great nations and try to please both of them.
他们以为这样我们就安全了。
And they thought that because of this they will be safe.
巴比伦虽然不以为我们这样做是很好。
Even though Babylon did not think that we are doing a good thing here.
但是他不敢冒以埃及的那一个火头，所以他也不会有什么大动作。
But she would not dare to incite the wrath of Egypt, so they would not do anything.
埃及这一方面呢？
And for Egypt.
他们也想，他们也会想的。
And they would also think.
我们虽然跟埃及结盟，埃及人大概也不敢动野心来讨我们的便宜。
And even though we have formed an ally with Egypt, that they would not be so ambitious to try to take advantage of us.
因为如果我们有什么风吹草动，巴比伦那边也不会答应。
Because if anything happens to us, Babylon would not just stand aside.
那所以这个运用这两强啊，在那里对视啊，那我们就安全了。
So we will take advantage of these two great nations against each other, then we'll be safe.
但神说，你们的那个保护是这些吗？
But God said that is this your protection?
你们实实在在的。给带过那么长久的日子，是这些国家给你们一些保证吗？
And are these the countries who give you guarantee and let you through all these years?
岂不是我一直在那里做你们的扶持，你们才能平平安安到今天吗？
And isn't it me who have sustained you for such a long period of time so that you can enjoy peace?
但是当时的犹大根本就没有在想到神。
But Judah at that time did not think of God.
他们就是这样运用人的聪明，人的办法来维持自己的平安。
And they're using man's intelligence and their own ways to keep their own peace.
所以那个结果呢，就是把神抛到后边。
So as a result, they cast God away.
因为把神抛到后边，而跟随列邦的那个风俗习惯和依靠他们的势力。
And because they cast God behind them, and they go along with the Gentile nations' customs,
神就对他们说话。
Then God said to them,
说什么话呢？
And what did he say?
那当然，这个我归总把它来说。
I will just summarize it.
那是第六节最末了的那一句话。
Which is at the end of verse 6.
他们做这许许多多的事情。
That they have done all these things.
什么事情就从上面来说就是拜偶像。
And these things include idol worshiping.
跟随外邦的宗教做各种各样的那个也是怒气的事情。
And following the Gentiles' religions and incite God's wrath.
在底下来说呢，就是依靠外邦人来保护自己，完全忘记了神。
And also to rely on the Gentiles to protect themselves and forgot about God.
那所以神就在这里说，因这事。
So God said,
我岂能容忍呢？
In the light of these things,
shall I relent? 那当然神说这句话主要是对着他们拜偶像的事。
And of course, God said this mainly pointing out at how they worship idols.
那但是这个拜偶像的事情是犹大在神的面前惹神怒气最高的那个点。
And this is the climax of Judah inciting God's wrath.
就是因着这样的一个离弃神的那个事实，引发出其他许许多多的事。
And because of this matter that they forsake God, it has brought forth many of other things.
但是你要追究起那个最根本那个原因呢，就是这个事。
But if you want to find the original reason, this is the matter.
你们用偶像来代替神。
That you replace God with idols.
神就说。
And God said.
因着这个事情，
In the light of these things,
我怎么能容忍你们？
Shall I relent?
那所以在以赛亚说了这些话以后，
So after Isaiah said all these things,
我们看五十七章里头所提到的事情，他们整个的过程就包括一个很长的时期。
And if you look at the matters as mentioned in chapter 57, we'll see that it has gone through a long period of time.
刚才我和弟兄姊妹特别提到的，那是最早的一段的时期。
And what I mentioned earlier to your brothers and sisters, those
things happened in the
earlier time. 那是还没有
被掳到巴比伦。
And that was before they were taken captive into Babylon. 但是已经接近
被掳到巴比伦去的了，那一段时间。
But that was close to the time when they were taken into Babylon.
那巴比伦被巴比伦掳去了以后，
After they're taken to Babylon,
当然神也把他们带回，过了七十年神也把他们带回来，
but,
这个我们也知道。
Of course we know that after 70 years God brought them back from Babylon.
但是从巴比伦回来以后呢，
But after they returned from Babylon,
弟兄姊妹你看到一些事情，
And brothers and sisters, you see some matters.
如果我们看以斯拉尼希米这两卷书，
If we look at the book of Ezra and Nehemiah,
因此你看到一个事情，
When sisters, you see one matter.
除了最早古列王告诉他们说你们回去建造圣殿，
And apart from the earliest time when King Cyrus told them to go rebuild the temple,
就是在最起初的那一段不太长的时间有过一阵子的兴奋以外，
And apart from that very short period of time in the beginning when they have some revival,
从巴比伦回来的犹大的百姓他们怎么活在神的面前呢？
The people of Judah, they returned from Babylon, how do they live before God?
我们读过以斯拉记和读过尼希米记，我们都看到。
And if we read a book of Ezra and Nehemiah,
两卷书的末了，我们都看到犹大没有因为经历巴比伦被掳这一个凄惨的事情，而在神的面前有一个很明确的 转回归向神。
And we can see that at the end of these two books, the people of Judah, not because they have gone through this captivity, they would repent and return to God.
从这两卷书里头我们看到。
And from these two books we can see.
犹大回到耶路撒冷以后。
After Judah returns back to Jerusalem.
回到犹大地以后。
And returns to Judah, the land of
Judah. 没有太长久。他们就走下坡了。
It wasn't for a very long time they started to go downhill.
啊，一直走下坡，一直走下坡。
And they continue to go downhill.
以致神在那一段时间，我们读圣经的人都领会一件事。
So that the God at that time for those who study the Bible, we can all understand this.
应该是尼希米的幕后最比较幕后的日子。
And it should be the very last period of time during Nehemiah.
那就是马拉基先知说话的时候。
Which is the time period when prophet Malachi starts to speak.
那马拉基先知说过那些话了以后呢？
And after the prophet Malachi spoke of those words.
我们读圣经的弟兄姊妹们都有那个印象。
Then brothers and sisters who read the Bible will have this impression.
神就不再说话了。
That God stopped speaking.
神就停止向他的百姓说话了。
The God stopped speaking to his people.
一停止就停止了差不多400多年了。
And once he stopped for almost 400 years.
一直停止到主降生前不久，神才在神的百姓中间恢复说话。
And he stopped speaking until shortly before the Lord was born that once again spoke to his people.
那这一段日子我们读圣经的人都称为就是从马拉基到四福音这一段这400年读经的人都说这一段时间叫做两月之间。
And this period
between the two testaments.
Then these 400 years between the time of Malachi to the four gospels that we call this is the time between the two testaments.
就是在新约和旧约这两个约当中有一段神没停止向人说话的时刻。
Which is between the two period of time that God has stopped speaking to people.
那神为什么不说话呢？
And why did God not speak?
那弟兄们，以赛亚的话在这里就预先宣告了这一个时刻。是这个事情。
The verses is Isaiah has already prophesied about these.
这话怎么说呢？
And what does he say?
11节。
Verse 11.
他说你怕谁？
Whom have you so dreaded?
因谁恐惧？
And fear.
竟撒谎。
That you have been false to me.
不纪念我。
And have neither remembered me.
又不将这事放在心上。
Nor ponder this in your hearts.
我不是许久不言，闭口不言。
Is it not because I have long been silent?
你人不怕我吗？
That you do not fear me.
然后神底下就说出一些个事情。
And then what follows is God mentioned about
the matters. 我想弟兄姊妹你注意的就是神在这里说到一个事实。
And verses take note of one matter that God
mentioned. 神在他的百姓中间很长很长的时间神说我不口不言，我闭口不言。
God among his people for a very, very long time he said that he would be silent and not speak.
我们从圣经里面去找，你找到那一个时候，神向他的百姓闭口不言。
And if you search the Bible, what is the period of time that God is silent before his people?
连犹大被掳到巴比伦。
Even when Judah was taken to Babylon.
神还用着以西结在巴比伦说话。
And God would use Ezekiel to speak in Babylon.
神还用着但以理在巴比伦说话。
And also God used Daniel in Babylon to speak.
那等到他们从巴比伦回来。
And after they returned from Babylon.
你看见神不停的还借着先知向他的百姓说话。
And you can see that God continued to use the prophets to speak to his people.
那么为着建殿的事情我们不是读过哈该书跟撒加利亚书吗？
And the matter of rebuilding the temple, we have read the book of Haggai and Zechariah.
我们就看到，就是当神的百姓从巴比伦回来，又再一次的在神的面前走迷的时候。
And we can see that after the people of God have returned from Babylon, and once again they walk astray.
神没有放弃他的百姓。
That God have not forsaken his people.
神仍然在他的百姓中间说话。
And God continued to speak among his people.
神还在他百姓中间给他们一些的鼓励。
And he continued to give his people encouragement.
给他们一些个扶持。
And to sustain them.
来向他们指出他们该走的路程
and to point out for them the way they should walk on
该做的事
and the things that they should do
神没有停止过向的 百姓说话
and God have not stopped speaking to his
但是在以赛亚说话的时候
but during the time of Isaiah
神就预先宣告了有一个事情要发生
God proclaimed ahead of time that one matter would happen
那就是神许久闭口不言
which is God would be silent for a long period of time
为什么神许久闭口不言
And why would God be silent for a long period of time?
上面神就说
And God continues to say
你们根本忘记我你们不再纪念我
That God said that you need to remember me
你们也不把这个事情放在心上
Or ponder this in your heart
神不说话就不说话了有什么了不起有什么了不起呢
So God stopped speaking What is the big deal of it?
神不说话我们也落的那个原谅我这样说了跟清静
And if God doesn't speak, forgive me for saying this, that we are in peace.
不必再听神那样啰啰嗦嗦。
And we not have to hear God's rambling.
弟兄姊妹你留意犹大从贝鲁之地从贝鲁靠近贝鲁的时候和从贝鲁归回以后他们是不是这个样
And verses take note of Judah, were they like this before they were taken into captivity and after they returned?
他们明明有胆量对着先知说，不要上我们再说这些话。
And they were so bold to speak to the prophets and say that do not speak to us anymore.
不要再奉耶和华的名说话。
And do not speak in the name of Jehovah.
你们就是再说的话，我们也不要听。
Even if you continue to speak, we would not listen.
因为怎么从耶利米书幕后一直上来到四福音以前
and from the letter of Jeremiah until the four gospels
弟兄姊妹你看到是不是这个光景
but sisters can you see is this a condition
我说到四福音以前说的太少了
when I say this before the four gospels it's too little
严格的说起来
strictly speaking
在四福音的里边你看见神的百姓听神的话吗
Within the four Gospels, can you see whether the God's people listen to him?
待会我们接下去我们就看到神就指着他们这种光景在说话。
And later on, we can see that God is pointing at them at this, regarding this condition.
说得更严格一点。
And to put it even more severely.
从四福音一直到现在。
From the time of the four Gospels until now.
神的百姓。
I'm talking about God's people.
那就是指着以色列人犹太人
Which is pointing at Israelites, the Jews.
他们有几个是真的听神的话
How many of them truly listen to God's words?
他们把神的儿子钉死是不听神的话的结果
The fact that they crucified the Son of God is a result of not listening to God.
他们后来给分散到在世界各地的漂流那也是拒绝神的话包括拒绝神的儿子所带来的结果。
And later on, when they were scattered around the world, which is the result of rejecting God and His Son.
直到现在。
Until today.
如果你是我们只是站在以色列这个立场上。
If we're standing on the ground of Israel.
你就看见神说我许久闭口不言。
And you can see that when God said that I have long been silent.
这段时间就不单是只停留在两约之间了哦。
Then this time would not be confined between the two testaments.
而是继续延长，一直到现在还在继续。
But it continues until today and is still continuing.
要延长到什么时候呢
？And where would it go extend to?
要延长到主再来的时候。
It will extend to when the Lord returns.
当我们的主从天降临，以色列当剩下的犹太人看见。主来了，果然是当年他们所弃绝的主。那个时候，他们才醒悟过来。
That when it will be until our Lord descends from heaven and the remnants of Israel that they will see this is the Lord.
所以在以赛亚当时就指出了，以后的日子，神的百姓还不会有一个准确的态度 活在神的面光的底下。
So the words of Isaiah have already pointed out even later on the people of God will not have the correct attitude.
所以才会神说了那么一句话。
So that's why God said this.
好了，等到你们需要拯救的时候，你们就去找你们所以为可靠的那个去让他来救你们吧。
That when you cry out for help, let the collection of idols save you.
但是神在这样宣告他的百姓继续在昏迷当中走迷的时候。
But when God is proclaiming how his people is walking astray in their own confusion,
神就在那里说出一个非常非常严肃的话。
Then God said something very solemnly.
什么话呢？
And what are these words?
那是神没有。虽然神的百姓是如此的向着神。
Even though this is the way the people of God treated God.
但是神没有放弃他的百姓。
But God did not forsake his people.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常严肃的话。
And brothers and sisters, these are very solemn words.
我特别在这里提，不单是事实是这样。
I'm making special mention of it, not only because this is the fact.
神实在是没有放弃他的百姓。
And God truly has not forsaken his people.
但是我之所以特别把它提出来。
But the reason that I'm making special mention of it.
乃是对着一个事实这样说的。
That I'm trying to speak of this fact.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道在我不说这个基督教，我是说在基督徒这一个范围里。
And when we talk about the realm of Christians,
那也就是说这些都是弟兄。
And these are all brothers.
我现在说的不是说基督教。
And I'm not talking about Christianity in general.
我是说的是说在基督徒这个范围里。
And I'm talking about the boundary of Christians.
对于将来的主回来建立国度的事情有几种不同的主张。
And there are different sayings about how when the Lord returns and to establish his kingdom.
有些我们的弟兄姊妹们大应该会知道的。
And some of them our brothers and sisters would know about them.
像我们相信我们主来就接教会，然后带着教会到地上来建立国度。
And we believe that when the Lord comes, that he will receive the church and he will bring the church to establish the kingdom on earth.
按照神的话来，我们看到那个次序应该是这样。
And according to God's words, this is the order.
那所以在基督徒的当中，他们就说，如果像这样相信的弟兄们，他们就给称为千年前派的信仰。
And for those who believe in this saying, this is called the premillennium group. Premillennialism.
那然后另外有一批弟兄呢？
And then there's another group of brothers.
他们就以为主建立国度不是在千年以前。主再来不是在千年以前。
And they believe that the Lord returns is not before the millennium.
乃是在国度在地上显出，把全地的弄得服服帖帖了，那个时候我们的主才回来。
But it's after the kingdom is established on earth and all is in order, then the Lord will return.
那这个叫做后千禧年派的信仰 post.
And this is called the post-millennialism.
Millennialism. 那么还有第三种。
And then that's the third group.
那第三种他们是怎么主张呢？
And what is the idea?
他们说根本就没有国度这件事情。
And they say that there's no such thing as a kingdom.
因为国度这个是圣经里面说到千年国度只是一个描写。
And because they say the Bible mentions about the kingdom of 1,000 years, it's only a description. And what do they say?
他们自从主复活升天以后, 如果说有国度的话, 国度就在那个时候就开始了。
They said that if there's a kingdom, it begins when the Lord ascended to heaven after he's resurrected.
开始到什么时候呢?
And where did it begin?
开始到主回来。
It will be until the Lord returns.
那主就把新天新地带进来。
And then the Lord will bring along the new heaven and new earth.
所以这样的主张的弟兄们, 他们就称为无千年派。
And with this, this is a group that says that's millennialism.
那么, 弟兄姊妹在, 我很不甘心这样说, 但是那个事实是这样。
And brothers, I'm not willing to say this, but this is the fact.
千年后派现在算是衰微了。
And we consider that's a decline for the post-millennialism.
但是千年前派就是像我们现在按照圣经的那个次序和技术来接受主的那个宣告的呢。
But for us, just like us, the pre-millennialism, this group,
不是现在的基督徒这一个大范围里头的主流。
And this is not the mainstream among the Christians.
那现在基督徒当中的主流是什么呢?
So what is the mainstream among the Christians?
无千年。
It's the amillennialism.
弟兄姊妹们,这个无千年, 现在影响到全地的很多, 称为信仰纯正的神的儿女。
And this amillennialism, this group of saying, it has a great effect on earth.
那我举一些实际的例子给弟兄姊妹看看。
And I'll give Francis some concrete examples.
那在这最近这几十年的里头。
And within the several decades.
不是在基督徒的这个范围的里头啊, 有过好几次的, 可以说是运动, 但是不能说是属灵的运动。
There are several movements, but we cannot say those are spiritual movements among the Christians.
什么运动呢?
And what are these movements?
其中一个就叫做基督徒参政,
And one,
教会参政。
One is for the church to be involved in politics.
另外一个呢, 就叫做社会关怀。
And then the other one is the movement in, for social concern.
那弟兄姊妹, 如果弟兄姊妹你信主的日子比较久一点, 你在基督教里面接触到的那一些, 那些的风气啊, 影响啊, 鼓吹啊, 你非常难以忘记, 我刚才特别提说这两个事实。
And brothers, if you have believed in the Lord for a long time, that you have come across of all these trends in the Christianity, then you would not, will not forget what I just mentioned.
为什么这两个运动啊, 会在基督教里边成为教会的一些主要的服事的工作范内容呢?
And why would these two movements become the mainstream of the service, first services of the church?
就是我们都说我们服事主是服事主的旨意。
And brothers, we say that when we serve the Lord, we're serving the Lord's will.
我们不是把我们的那个时间、精神、力气放在一些属地的那些个事物的上面。我们可以同情那一些，但是我们那个主力不会放在哪里。
That we would not spend our time and effort on things on earth. We could be sympathy about these things, but we would not spend our energy and time on
them. 因为我们的主 对这个地已经不存盼望了。
Because our Lord has lost hope of this world.
所以才有将来的新地来代替现在这个旧地。
So that's why we will have a new earth to take the place of this old earth.
但是五千年的人就说不是。
But those who belong to the
我们要把这个地弄好。
A millennialism, they would say that
弄干净等候主回来。
We would want to better this world, this earth, to wait for the Lord.
基督徒都做了正式领袖啊, 那这样社会的风气啊, 就会受影响, 会变好一点。
So that's why the best thing to do is for the Christians to be become political leaders, so to make this world better.
你社会关怀的事情做得好一点，那给这个社会就带来一些正面的影响，那么这个地就赶快干净一些。
And if you have concerns for the society and we have good influence on the society, it would be better.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是五千年的主张。
And so this is the saying of the amillennialism.
但弟兄姊妹们，
The brand sisters,
我为什么给引出这一大堆这些话，好像跟以赛亚没有什么直接的关联呢？
And why would I say all these words that seem to have no direct relationship with the book of Isaiah?
也不能说完全没有关联。
We cannot say that it has no relationship.
就是因为这里有一些事情，以赛亚宣告出来。
And because of there are some matters here that's proclaimed by Isaiah.
就和刚才我特别提的那些事情有关系。
And they have to do with what I just mentioned.
以赛亚在这里说到一般的，那这人根本就不以神为神。
And Isaiah has pointed out that most people do not regard God.
他们用别样来代替神。
And they replace God with other things.
在神的百姓当中有神的百姓当中的传统。
And among God's people, they have their own custom or tradition.
但在整个世界 里头也有世界的理论和动作。
And within the world, it has its own ideas and its own movement.
就是叫人不去纪念神，也不理会神。
Which is to cause man not to remember God or to pay attention to God.
但是神在这里说了一个话。
But God said some words here.
神要处理这种光景的。
That God would deal with this condition.
但是神在这里说这个话呢，就不是处理这个光景。
But when God was saying these words, it's not to deal with the condition.
他是说出虽然在地上这个全面背叛神的这种光景的里头，神仍然没有放弃人。
But it's to say, even among this total rebellion of the world, that God has not forsaken man.
上文说到神没有放弃他的百姓。
The previous text talks about how God has not forsaken
his people. 但现在提到这里的时候，你看到神把那个他不放弃那个范围是扩大到神的百姓以外的范围。
But now we can see that God has extended the boundaries so that even those who are apart from his people, he does not forsake them either.
神怎么说呢？
And what did God say?
你留意第十三节最末了那两句话。
Take note of the last two sentences of verse 13.
上面都是神的警告或是神的责备。
And before this is the rebuke or the warning of God.
到了十三节最末了那两句话，神说了。
But at the last sentences, two sentences of verse 13, God said,
但那投靠我的必得地土，必承受我的圣山为业。
But the man who makes me his refuge will inherit the land and possess my holy mountain.
弟兄姊妹很清楚看到。
But just as you can see very clearly,
神没有放弃人。
That God has not forsaken man.
神在那里留下一个人回到他面前去的路。
That God has saved this way for men to come, go to him.
神在这里显明一个归回神的面前承受祝福的那一个门。
That God has manifested this door for men to come before him and receive blessing.
那弟兄姊妹必须记得。
The verses you have to remember.
这个话是在神的儿子完成救赎的那一个启示以后才出来。
And these words are spoken or manifested after the Son of God manifested the salvation.
因为接下去弟兄姊妹你就看得更明确了。
Because what follows, brothers and sisters, you can see more clearly.
神不但是只是在那里说我不放弃照着我形象被造的人。
That not only did God say that he is not forsaking those who are created after his image.
我让他们看到他们只要来投靠我，他们就得地土，他们就得圣山为业。
That I will let them see if they come to make me their refuge, they will inherit the land and possess the holy mountain.
那弟兄姊妹，原谅我这样把它分一下。
When sisters allow me to separate this way,
我不敢说一定是对。
I cannot say that it's for sure correct.
但是这个可能性是非常明显。
But the possibility is very evident.
得着地土。这是国度的事情。
Inherit the land, this is a matter of the kingdom.
得圣善为业，这个是新天新地的。 光景。
To possess the holy mountain is a condition of the new heaven and new earth.
如果我在这里没有领会错。
If I understand it correctly.
弟兄姊妹，你看到，当神在那里说出他没，他不会放弃人。
Francis, you can see when God said that He would not forsake man.
那不放弃就等于说。把它搁在一边也可以说的不放弃。
And you can say that if he just put them aside, it is not forsaking them.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But praise and thank our Lord.
他说到他的这个不放弃，不是不理会他们。
When he said that he would not forsake them, it does not mean he would not pay attention to them.
不追讨他们。
Or not to pursue after them.
不。
It's not that.
不放弃就是说出神起初怎么对人。到了那些日子，神仍然用当初的那一个心思和安排来放在人的身上。
To not forsake them means that it is however God treats men in the beginning, this is how he would deal with them.
就是我们都知道，我们是按照神的形象被造的。
And brothers, we all know that we all created after God's image.
我们人是因着神的权柄要在神所造的万物里面给执行出来而被造的。
That we are created in order to manifest God's authority among all creation.
那虽然我们人中间走迷的太离谱了。
Even though we have walked far, far astray.
但是神一而再、再而三在那里强调一件事情，他不放弃人。
But God repeatedly emphasized one thing that He would not forsake us.
他要挽回人。
That He wished to atone for man.And to give us opportunity.
回到神起初在人身上的定义。
So we can return to the original will of God.
他们可以得着国度。
That they can have the kingdom.
他们可以得着新天新地。
They can have the new heaven and new earth.
但是个条件是。
But that's a condition.
他们要回来投靠我。
That they have to return and take refuge in me.
我们的神。
We thank our God.
那当神说出这样的话的时候
And when God said of these things,
神继续还在这一方面说话
He continued to speak
我常常跟弟兄姊妹们提我们读圣经的时候会读到那个分章分节分段
And very often I would mention the brothers and sisters when we read the Bible we will come across different passages or different paragraphs.
那分段呢平常都是用一个圈圈在那里做个记号。
And when we come to the end of a paragraph, we'll use a period.
我跟弟兄姊妹常常提你不要给这些符号来骚扰我们去领会主的话。
And I mentioned to brothers and sisters, do not let these punctuations to disturb our reading of God's word.
这些东西都是后来人加上去的不是圣经原来有的。
Because these are all added by men later on. It's not the original.
当然有些圈圈是扎得蛮不错的。
But of course some punctuations are very appropriate.
但是也有不少圈圈是扎上去的时候所显出来的是破坏性的。
But there are also punctuations that are destructive.
这里这一个圈圈就是有点破坏性。
But now here, this period is...Pretty destructive.
英文圣经大概有没有那个圈圈？我平常没注意。这中文圣经这个圈圈就不大对的，对。
Yeah. And I'm not sure if the English translation has a period, but in the Chinese translation, it's not very appropriate.
因为刚才我们所说到，神说投靠我的，我必叫他们得地土，必承受我的圣山为业，这一个事实。
Because we just mentioned about this fact about but the man who makes it me his refuge will inherit the land and possess my holy mountain. And what is it based on?
是根据神的性情来的。
It is based on God's nature.
是根据神的旨意来的。
It is based on God's will.
这个神的性情和神的旨意就在接上去的那些话的里边就说出来了。
And the nature and of God is mentioned in the text that follows.
弟兄姊妹，你留意十四节，马上接上来的。
And pay attention to verse 14, immediate continues.
耶和华要说你们要修筑预备道路，将绊脚石从我百姓的路中除掉。
It says, build up, prepare the road, remove the obstacles out of the way of my people.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and
sisters.
Take note to these words, it has connection with the previous text.
神怎么去接受, 神怎么不放弃人呢? 神怎么去接受那些曾经被逆过他而又转回他面前来的人呢?
How does God not forsake his people and also to accept those who have rebelled against him and return to him?
十四节往下就说出那个原因来了。
In verse 14, it tells of the reason.
一面你看见是神的性情,
on one hand, it's God's nature.
一面你看见是神的旨意,
on the other hand, it's the will of God.
那说到神的性情,
when we talk about the nature of God,
那底下我们再慢慢看,
and what follows, we can
read.
Now, let's talk about the will of God.
他说耶和华要说你们要修筑修筑, 预备道路, 这样绊脚石, 从我百姓的路中除掉。
And it will be said, build up, build up. Prepare the road, remove the obstacles out of the way of my people.
这是神的旨意,
this is the will of God to, for man to gain the way before God.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你读到这里的时候有没有一点的回忆。
I don't know if Brent Sisters has some memory when you read of this word, verse.
回忆什么呢?
What is this memory?
回忆40章。
And to remember chapter 40.
我们就是读以赛亚书读到40章的时候，不是我们在那里很强调，以赛亚的转机就是在40章吗？
And when we were reading chapter 40, we made a very emphasis a lot on how this is the turning point in the book of Isaiah.
那40章以前是神的责备的话。 很多很多很多。
And before chapter 40, there are many words of rebuke from God.
那40章以后, 神就, 责备的话就减少, 相对的, 安慰, 劝勉, 鼓励, 人的话就很多。
And after chapter 40, the words of rebuke has decreased, but the words of comfort and encouragement have increased.
那40章里面有几句话是弟兄姊妹应该很有印象的。
And in chapter 40, there are some words that Brent Sisters should have a deep impression on.
那是说到施浸约翰的。They
talk of John the Baptist.
新约圣四福音就引到那里来说施浸约翰的。And
the four Gospels refer here about John the Baptist.
那里怎么说呢?
And what does it say?
那里说在旷野有人声喊着说,
it says a voice of one calling the desert.
修直主的路修平主的道,
the prepared a way for the Lord made straight in the wilderness a highway.
预备主的道修直主的路, 那个大小山岗高高低低的要烧平要填满,
that every mountain and hill made low.
翻回那边去看看, unless, 我背不出来这样,
let's return back to chapter 40. We'll read it together.
意思我能掌握,
I have a grasp of the meaning, but not to recite it.
那里怎么说呢?
What does it say there?
第三节, huh?
Verse 3.
有人声喊着说, 在旷野预备耶和华的路, 在沙漠修平我们神的道, 一切的山洼都要填满, 大小山岗都要烧平, 高高低低的要改为平坦, 崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。
And we just read verse 3 and 4.
那弟兄姊妹留意这几句话, 跟主教的以赛亚在这里再提这两句话, 是不是很有关联?
And brothers, just take note of these words that we just read, don't they have a connection with the verse in chapter 57? And the Lord said, build up.
你们要预备,
prepare.
预备什么呢?
Prepare for what?
预备道路,
prepare the road.
建筑什么呢?
What do they build?
还是建筑道路?
It's also to build up the road.
那怎么建筑法呢?
And how do they build?
把所有绊人脚的东西都挪掉,
to remove all the obstacles.
这和 40章里面主在那里所宣告的那件事情, 你看何等的相似。
Isn't it very similar to the matter that's proclaimed in chapter 40?
我们如果看到里头的内容的时候, 你绝对不会有不同的意见说, 这里说的是两件不同的事。
And if you read the context, then you would not have a different opinion saying that these are two completely different things.
你完全同意, 这里面是分开了，这个距离有那么远。
And you would absolutely agree that even though these two matters are mentioned apart, that they are talking about the same thing.
那是神在那里向那些曾经背逆神、用背向着神、离开神，现在他们回来回转了，回来投靠神了。神说：“你们有路可以走。”
That God said that even though you have rebelled against me, you have departed from me, now you return, then there's a way out.
为什么神要这样做呢?
And why would God do this?
感谢神的旨意就是这样。
Thanks the Lord, this is God's will.
因为从起初他要借着人来发表他自己。
Because from the beginning, he created man to manifest himself.
在创世以前他就定规了他的儿子要完成一件事情把走迷的人带回。
And before the foundation of the world, that he has determined that his son will reclaim all those and bring them back to his household. This is the will of God.
所以有修筑,
so there is building and there's preparing.
有清除,
and it's very clear to manifest the way.
那神的性情呢?
What about God's nature?
好，弟兄姊妹们。
Francis,
一碰到神的性情,
when we touch upon God's nature, it is truly very precious.
弟兄姊妹留意,
Francis, take note.
那为什么要修筑, 为什么要预备?
Why should there be building and preparing?
神自己就解说了,
and God explained it himself.
固然那是神的旨意, 但是更是神说,
and of course, this is the will of God, but also it is more the nature of God.
神怎么说呢? 15节,
what does God say in verse 15?
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说。
For this is what the high and lofty one says, who lives forever, whose name is holy.
神先说出他是谁。
First God mentioned about who he is.
他是怎么样的一位神。
And what kind of God he is.
这一位神。
And this God.
如果神的话停在这里。
If the words of God stops here,
那我们只好叹口气,
then we can only sigh,
神是高不可攀的,
saying that God is so high above that we cannot touch him, that we are so lowly.
我们怎么能及得到那样高、那样圣、那样大的神呢?
How could we touch upon this God who is so great and so high?
但是感谢我们的主,
but thank our Lord.
他虽然是住在至高至圣的所在,
even though he dwells in high and lofty place,
他虽然是名为圣者,
even though his name is holy,
他是至高至上永远长存,
that he lives forever.
留意咯,弟兄姊妹们,
take note, brothers and sisters.
留意哪里呢?
Where should we take note of?
15节的当中,
within verse 15,
就是神说到他是住在至高至圣的所在, 接上来,
and after God proclaims that he lives in a high and lofty place,
也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居,
he says that, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit,
你们是可以在低处,
you can be in a lowly place,
你们是可以在很可怜巴巴的光景,
you can be in a very pitiful condition,
你们可以在一个非常卑微的 那一个位置,
then you can be in a very humble position.
我确实在至高至圣至大,
but I live in a high and holy place.
但是我喜欢与那些心灵痛悔的人同居,
but I like to dwell with those who are contrite in spirit.
我不单是喜欢和这样的人同居,
not only do I like to dwell with people like this,
我还有一个催促,
but that's also a prompt urging in me.
我要使谦卑的人的灵苏醒, 也使痛悔人的心苏醒,
and we revive the spirit of the lowly and the heart of the contrite.
弟兄姊妹们得留意, 这个是神的性情。
Brothers and sisters, this is the nature of God.
他看到我们的那一种光景,
when he sees our conditions,
他满了同情,
he is full of sympathy,
他满了怜悯,
and full of mercy.
这几天我们看到四川的那个救灾啊, 人人都兴高采烈。
In the past few days, we can see how everybody is trying to help the people in Sichuan.
但是等到高潮一过，恐怕就不至的冷落，但是起码是平淡的。
But after the climax is over, it may not be in a very cold condition, but people will lose the interest.
但是我们的神在这里说到他的性情的时候。
But when God mentions about his nature here,
他不是一时与谦卑的人同居。
He does not just dwell with those who are lowly for a short time.
他不是一时与谦卑的人，要使谦卑的人苏醒。
And he does not just revive the spirit of the lowly temporarily.
使痛悔的人的心也苏醒。
Or to revive the heart of the contrite.
他说了。我不长久，我不永远，相争的。
He says that I will not accuse forever.
我也不长久翻怒的。
Nor will I always be angry.
因为我有一个担心。
Because I have this worry.
担心什么呢？
What is this worry?
如果我不显明我这样来抚救卑微的人。
If I don't manifest myself as someone who would come to the lowly,
我真怕我所造的人与他们的灵性都发昏。
That I'm afraid the man I created, also the spirit, will grow faint.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你看到神的心原来是这样。
And brothers and sisters, you can see this is the heart of God.
他不永远怀怒。
That he will not always be angry.
他不永久追讨。
And he will not accuse forever.
他不住的把人对他的悖逆闪亮一下就搁在一旁。
That he continues to just to shine on the man's rebellions, but he would put it aside right away.
闪亮一下就要让人知道自己在神的面前跟神过不去是何等的愚昧。
He showed it for a while just to let people see how foolish they are before him.
那因此转回过来仰望主。
So that they will return and look to the Lord.
主就靠近他们。
And then the Lord will go near to them.
主就让他们苏醒。
And then he will revive them.
因为主担心如果神不这样把他们挽回他们都受不了。
Because the Lord is afraid if he doesn't atone them this way that they cannot take it.
虽然神在人的历史的里边神给人好多次的机会人都没有体会神的心意而转回。
Even though in human history, the Lord has given men many opportunities and they would not repent.
这件事情如果神的感情是像我们那样脆弱的话神要受了好多好多次的伤。
If God's feelings is as feeble as ours, then he would be hurt many, many times.
但是稀奇的很。
But amazingly,
我们的神在那里把他自己毫无保留地打开给我们去认识他去明白他去领会他。
That God has opened up himself without reservation so that we can know him and to understand him.
弟兄姊妹留意十八节。
Francis, take note of verse 18.
太宝贝了。
It's truly very precious.
神说。
God said.
我看见他所行诺上文了。上文接上去啊，是说他们人就背上神。
The previous text it says that how man continues to rebel against God.
那十八节接上来就说。
And in verse 18 it continues.
我看见他们所行的道。
I have seen his ways.
什么道？
What are the ways?
背弃神的道。
The ways of rebellion.
那我看见他们所行的道。
That I have seen his ways.
那我就要怎么样呢？
And what would I do?
我就来对付他。
That I would deal with him.
我就来谴责他。
To trample upon him.
我就来惩治他。
To punish him.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
不是。
It's not like this.
不是。
It's not.
神怎么说呢？
What does God say?
我看见他所行的道，我也要医治他。
I have seen his ways, but I will heal him.
我也要引导他。
I will guide him.
我要使他和那一同相信的人得安慰。
And to restore comfort to him.
是不是这样？
Is it like this?
大体上是。
In general, it is.
但是准确来说不是。
But more accurately, it's not like this.
因为弟兄姊妹，你留意到，你如果留意的话，你留意到我念漏了一个字。
Because, for instance, if you pay attention, you know that I have left out one word.
你说一个字有那么重要吗？
You said if it's just one word, is it that important?
是，平常一个字是不一定很重要。
And normally, yes, it's not that important for one word to be left out.
但是现在这个字很重要。
But now, it's very important for this one word. What is this word?
这个是再字。
This is again in the Chinese translation.
用着我再念一遍。
For instance, I will read it again.
我看见他所行的道，也要医治他，也又要引导他，使他和那一同伤心的人再得安慰。
That I have seen his way, but I will heal him. I will guide him and restore comfort to him, creating praise on the lips of the mourners in Israel. And in Chinese translation, there's again.
不是单单的得安慰。
It is just, not just comfort.
如果是得安慰，那这个安慰可能是第一次。
Or not just restore comfort. If it's comfort, it's just maybe it is the first time.
但是主在这里说的不是第一次，是再得安慰。
But what the Lord says here is not for the first time, but is to once again to be comforted.
你一定同意最低限都是第二次。
And you must agree that it's at least the second time.
非常有可能是第三、第四、第五、第六、七、八次。
And very possibly it could be the third, fourth, fifth time.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看到神的心在这里，是怎样的打开让人去看。
And brothers, you can see how God opened up his heart to let men see.
是他这样的一个性情。
This is his nature.
是让一再在神面前悖逆的人，神说，投靠我的，我不放弃他，我让他离得地土，我让他们要得着我的圣山为业。
Is God saying that for those who have rebelled against him time and time again, and as they take refuge in him, they will inherit the land and possess the holy mountain?
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主说这个话还没有说完。
And God has not stopped his words here.
不，我把它念完就算了。
But we will just read the words.
不单是叫他们再得安慰。
Not only would he give them comfort again.
我造就嘴唇的果子，愿平安康泰。归于远处的人，也归于近处的人，并且我要医治他，这是耶和华说的。
And creating praise on the lips of the mourners, peace, peace to those far and near, says the Lord, and I will heal them.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们能摸到神的心的话，我们实在没有办法不给神这样的一个性情来把我们溶解掉。
When Jesus says we can touch upon God's heart, we cannot help but to be melted by God's nature.
那上面就说到，好像我们不晓得多少次在神面前悖逆神。
What mentioned previously is that we don't know how many times we have rebelled against God.
这底下接上来说的呢
？And what follows?
就说的不管你是在什么地方。
It tells of no matter where you are.
在远处的也好，在近处的也好。
Whether it's near or far.
神说我要医治你。
God said that I will heal you.
那我们不知道神说这个远处、近处究竟是指着什么。
That we're not sure when it mentions about far and near, what is God pointing at?
但是如果我们拿以弗所书第二章上头所用的这里的话来说，远处的人就是外邦人，近处的人就是神的子民。
But if we use the words of the book of Ephesians, those who are far are Gentiles, and those who are near are the children of God.
那不是把所有地上的人全包在里面吗？
And does it not include people of the world?
弟兄姊妹，你看到这是一件什么事情？
And brothers and sisters, can you see what this matter is?
从范围来说，
And in terms of boundary,
所有的人都在神这个纪念的底下。
All people will be under God's remembrance.
从人的实际光景来说。
And according to men's condition.
不管我们在神面前有多少的愚昧和悖逆。
No matter how foolish or how rebellious we are before God. There's only one heart in God. That I will heal him.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我承认。
I confess this.
我没有足够的话来说得透神的心。
I do not have enough words to tell of the heart of God.
我也没有那样大的度量，能接得上神这样的宽广。
And I do not have the capacity big enough to receive
that.
But from the words of God, we can understand this.
我们的神是用什么一种心情来看着我们这些屡屡在他面前背逆他的人。
That what kind of heart is God using to look at us who have rebelled so many times before Him?
那弟兄姊妹，现在我们回过头来再来留意第四十章。
And verses now we will go back to take note of
chapter 40.
Take note of how God said that. It says, "Comfort, comfort my people," says your God. And when we come back to chapter
53,
that God has this complete testimony for His Son in the Old Testament.
那现在在57章的里头，我们摸到主的心了。
And now in chapter 57, we touch upon God's heart.
我们实在没有办法能在神的面前不服下来说，我们的神，你配得一切的尊贵、荣耀。
And we could not help but to bow down before God and say that, our God, you deserve all the honor and glory and exaltation. I think we cannot go anymore tonight.